Well, you don't know anything to be moral.
What about people who aren't Christian in societies that have never heard about Christianity?
Everyone has a Christian.
Societies that forget Christianity.
There's no such thing. Everybody.
Societies in the Amazon air.
No, sir. No, sir. Have you ever heard of Adam and Eve? There is nothing that predates Christianity proper. Meaning Adam and Eve worshiped the same God that the Apostle Paul worshiped. The Bible calls it the triune God of Scripture, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
How can you prove that?
Through the Bible, of course. And through the impossibility of the contrary.
Have you ever taken any classes about logical fallacies?
Yeah.
You know a fallacy known as circular reasoning.
Yeah, but it's not a vicious circular reason. It's not vicious circularity. It's what we would call virtuous circularity. It's more consistency than circularity. In other words, let me ask you this question. As a rationalist, do you use reason to argue for rationalism?
Do you assume that I'm a rationalist?
No, I'm asking. I just picked a worldview. Do you think a rationalist uses reason to argue for rationalism?
I would think a rationalist would say that, but I don't know. I don't claim to know any inherent truths about the world like you do.
So you're essentially agnostic. How do you know truth without God? Do you know anything to be true?
I mean, I don't even know that this dimension is true in any kind of.
So then, why would you talk about the laws of logic if you don't know if they're real or true?
I just ask you questions about why you believe certain things.
I give you an answer, but then you repeat it like, you ever took a class in logic? You know the circular reasoning? Well, according to you, we don't even know if circularity is even a thing. Which is exactly what happens to you when you deny your creator, by the way. The Bible says you are left, apologia. You are left without a defense for your worldview. You're defenseless.
I've defended my worldview.
You don't have a worldview in a sense because you're saying you don't even know if you are here.
I don't have an ideology.
What's that?
I don't have an ideology of any sort.
Well, what's your worldview then? Are you agnostic? Are you atheist? Are you?
I don't believe in atheists. Yeah, I would say I'm agnostic. Then I don't know other than what I can observe and what.
Well, then let me talk to you from a position that from somebody that does know. You're created in the image of God. That's why you're capable of reason and thought, and that's why you're capable of either knowing or rebelling against your creator. And because you're made in God's image, you have dignity and worth and purpose. You're not just protoplasm. You're not just matter in motion, as evolution tells you. You actually have inherent, intrinsic meaning and worth. That's why we don't take an infant and a potato or tomato and smash them both on the ground, and they have equal ultimacy. We know one has dignity that's transcendent, inherent, and we know that one has not as much dignity as an infant, okay? And that's why universally, there are universal laws of morality and logic and ethics and things like that, so that we can have, we can know that we have worth and meaning, but that's only because that's the way that God made us, don't you see?
I've asked you many questions about if that is true, if there's a reason that you believe that way. And you
how many questions have you asked me? I thought you only asked me really one or two. I thought I answered them. You asked me, how do I know
that's
true?
How do you know?
Okay, go ahead. Start over, because I want to make sure. Let's get your question on record.
How do you know your valorous circular reasoning?
Virtuous circular reasoning?
How do you know that your virtuous circular reasoning is correct, ultimately?
Yeah.
You said because of the Bible.
Well,
you didn't give me a reason
for
why you put validity in the Bible.
Sure, I would say,
like you would any other position.
I would say in two different ways. There's an internal argument and an external argument for that. Internally, what I'm saying is that there's a subjectivity to Christianity, okay?
I don't want to talk about religion. I want to talk about why you're standing here asking people intellectually disingenuous questions about a professor on our university.
No. That's fine, but you asked me a question as to how do I know what I know. And as a Christian, I know things because of the biblical worldview.
I've discerned that you don't really have a reason for knowing the things you claim to know.
I don't know how you as an agnostic could discern anything.
Do you know the research of Sigmund Freud and his research on anal and oral fixation? And do you understand how that would tie in?
No, and it doesn't matter because it violates
student researchers
who are psychologists
trying to understand why kids do why kids display these tendencies or if they even do.
Well, listen, What I'm saying is that regardless of what psychological category
that behavior may fall into, but instead you're asking a disingenuous question as the passersby about sexualizing babies,
yep.
And like you're making babies give each other blowjobs or something, but really you're just analyzing the behaviors of children in elementary school.
I'm not getting vile like you are, but what I'm saying is that regardless of whatever category you stipulate in terms of psychology, the Bible says that sexuality is a moral issue.
He's not a theologian, he's a psychologist.
Everybody's a theologian in the sense that you either have good or bad theology.
I'm not a theologian.
Well, you are. You either have a good or bad theology. You're either a heretical theologian.
I'm not trying to discuss religion. I'm trying to discuss...
You don't have an option. You're a religious Christian.
I don't have an option because it's all you want to talk about.
I'm saying you don't have an option by virtue of the fact that you're made in God's image. So every statement you make is ultimately religious in some way. Either it conforms to Christianity or it deviates from Christianity. So unless you're going to conform to Christianity, you don't know anything about sexuality.
How do you self-analyze your beliefs when you are so certain in the validity of everything you think?
Well, again, because. Certainty is not a crime, it's a virtue.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's a presupposition on your part. I say virtue is a good thing, not a bad thing. I mean, I don't know how you get to the conclusion that being certain is evil or wrong or immoral.
Is the reason you're virtuous through your certainty? Does your certainty make you virtuous?
Or does
the life you live make you virtuous?
Well, it can be virtuous if it's grounded in truth, and that's what I'm saying. Christianity alone conforms to truth. And Christianity alone conforms to reason and morality and meaning, morals, and beauty, and without it, as you yourself have proven, without Christianity, you don't have any of that. So you're exhibit A, why Christianity is true, because you just got that saying, you don't even know if this dimension exists.
I can't defend that position, but all I know is that you are, like, all I know is that you are being intellectually disingenuous. And
how do you know that, if you're an agnostic?
Because you don't even know what they're studying when I try and ask you about it.
Sure. But
your stand is true, exactly.
Sure. No, what I'm saying is that contrary to your worldview, you don't live according to your worldview. You're not living consistently as an agnostic because here you are making moral claims, talking about being disingenuous. As an agnostic, what's wrong with being disingenuous? That there's no ultimate morality that's knowable.
Because I know as a person, if I'm walking down the street, I would not like someone to I have no preconceived knowledge.
That's called begging the question. I didn't ask you whether you liked it. It's an irrelevant thesis in a sense. What I asked you is, how do you know that something is disingenuous? And what's wrong with being disingenuous in an agnostic worldview? I know why it's wrong as a Christian, because God said, you shall not lie. I'm not lying. The only thing I've said here today, my friend, is that Professor Davis is encouraging kids to go on a field trip to study the sexual habits of infants. I'm saying that's detestable and wrong, and so are many of the students here, because they understand it. They know that it's wrong. Why? Because God has given us a conscience, and I don't think any psychological, psychiatric sort of category is going to undo the morality of it. It's not.
If God has given us a conscience, how do you explain different branches of Christianity having different worldviews about what is right and what is wrong?
I don't know that that has much to do with a conscience in terms of a theology. I mean, listen, Orthodox Christianity has had the core doctrines of Christianity for 2,000 years. We haven't changed. Go back to the beginning, but you know what I mean? Since Jesus Christ, the church has believed in the essential tenets of the Christian faith. With perfect unity and harmony and uniformity. We may disagree on tertiary, secondary issues, like maybe, you believe in baptizing babies.
Like who goes to heaven and hell is a big one.
No, that's not a tertiary issue. That's essential.
That's essential, and Christians disagree on it.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Ask a Baptist who they think is going to heaven. Ask a Catholic who they think is going to heaven.
Well, you made a categorical mistake there. We don't regard Catholics as Christians.
Oh.
You're talking about the secular definition of Christendom. In that definition, my friend, well, then Jehovah's Witnesses are Christians.
If you know anything about history,
you understand that Martin Luther in the 16th century protested against the Catholic Church because it had abandoned the gospel. It's called the 95 Theses, right? I don't know if you've ever heard of the Protestant Reformation.
Yes.
But what Luther was saying is precisely the point we're talking about, is that Catholicism no longer has the gospel, the Orthodox gospel that has been received and accepted and has been defended by the Christian Church for 2,000 years, it has deviated from that to such an extent that it is no longer the gospel.
Would Catholics claim they are Christian?
Of course they would, but they would claim that Protestants are not.
Most Catholics I know would not claim that Protestants are not Christian.
Because most Catholics that you know are uneducated. They haven't read the Vatican documents. And if you look at what the Vatican documents say...
I know what the Vatican's documents say, and they do say that if you're not a Catholic, you will not go to heaven.
Thank you. Vatican II, Canon 9, says if you believe salvation is by faith alone, you are anathema, which means you're damned.
Then where do Catholics develop their consciousness from?
Their
conscience, sorry.
Oh, that's a good question. It ultimately comes from the attempt to reason autonomously, which led to their tolerance of human tradition, raising it to the level of divine scripture. So they don't believe in what Protestant, Reformed Christians believe in, which is sola scriptura, meaning the Bible is the final authority for all things, faith and practice. Catholics believe in sola ecclesia, the church, is the final authority. So what they believe is that only through the Pope and through the priesthood of the church and through the tradition of the church, that's how we arrive at ultimate truth. That with scripture, we say no, it's scripture alone.
That sounds like a bunch of nonsense.
No, it is. That's why I'm not Catholic.
Exactly.
I'm a
Do you understand a position where you
could
think that sounds like nonsense and also think that the things you say sound like nonsense?
No, because I can defend it biblically, and I believe Catholics cannot. So everything either conforms to the Bible or it doesn't. The Bible is the Word of God. That's the final standard, the final bar for truth, for practice, and for morality. For me and for you, whether you believe the Bible or not.
I think we have differences of philosophy. I just don't feel comfortable living with a virtuous circular reasoning. I wouldn't feel like...
Well, you do it all the time. Things are both presupposed and proven at the same time, all the time. For example, how do you know your reason is valid? And will you use your reason to establish your reason?
I can ask questions about my reasons that will lead to more questions instead of...
Do you use your reason while you do it?
Yes.
It's called a circular argument. I reason that my reason is valid. Don't you see the circularity there?
No, because I was
really?
All I was saying was I was trying to say that I can analyze those positions with more questions. But when I analyze your position, it just comes back to the Bible
is
true.
When you analyze those questions.
Yes.
I know that because you cannot not use your reason when you reason.
Absolutely.
So why do you think rationalism exists? Because that's what they're saying. Rationalism proves rationalism. They would be completely undermining the worldview if they say, well, no, empiricism proves rationalism.
And how is that?
Then they're empiricists, not rationalists.
Then why are you okay with if you're putting that supposition on me and ask me why I'm okay with that? Then why are you okay with that? If the exact reverse could be said about
Christianity. Well, there's a difference between us. A person that uses their reason to establish their reason is one thing. A person that's using the total Christian worldview, okay, to establish...
But you have a very narrow definition of the total Christian worldview that leaves out some Christians in the world, people who would consider themselves Christian.
The other thing is leaving them out. It's only what the truth is. And we may dispute that, but there's no such thing as leaving Christians out. No one's leaving Christians out. It's just that I don't accept your premise that everything that secular studies call Christendom is Christendom. Mormons are not Christendom, but you'll find it under Christendom. There's Christian Science, Seventh-day Adventism. That's not Christendom, but you'll find it within the rubric of Christendom according to secular historians, which is false. I don't accept the category.
But all of those ideologies can establish absolute truth in the same way you do if they just cite their holy books.
They establish truth only so far as they borrow from the Bible. That's it.
So
but
you believe there's no
there's
history predating the Bible.
Excuse me?
You believe there's no history predating the Bible which can be proven incorrect.
That's an extremely simple way of asking a very complicated question. Because when you say predating the Bible, you haven't made a critical question here, because what are you talking about? Are you talking about the manuscripts of the Bible? Are you talking about the oral and written tradition of the Bible? In a sense, yes, nothing predates the Bible, because the Word of God has been transmitted, both written and in oral form, from the beginning of time. Adam had the Word of God, don't you see?
Yeah,
and he taught it to his children, and so on and so forth. And that's how people understood the Word of God until it was inscripturated, written down.
I didn't want to get into a religious debate. I'm sorry, sir, but I just wanted to.
No way out of it.
I know. I just wanted to challenge what you were. I know. That was my. It was my. I don't know what I was thinking.
How long have you been coming to the school?
I'm a senior now.
Well, so a couple years ago, you know, they fired a professor on this campus. His name was Terry Quinn. No. His name was. I forgot his first name, but his last name was Quinn. You can look it up. He was fired for having child pornography. And students on this campus called him a monster, you're evil, you're vile, kill him, you know, he's Hitler, I mean, whatever. They condemned him morally as if there's some sort of moral standard that's universally accepted. My question to students from a secular perspective is, where does that moral standard come from? The same students that sit here arguing with me about the fact that there's no ultimate morality are calling him an immoral, evil monster. Don't you see the inconsistency with that?
Absolutely, sir. I really do. Yeah. I really do understand
that. I hope that for your sake, my friend, what's your name, man?
Jordan.
Jordan, I hope that for your sake, Jordan, that you will come to your senses. The Bible says repentance literally means coming to yourself. So I believe that until a person is a Christian, until a person has a relationship with Jesus Christ, you are not epistemologically self-conscious. In other words, you do not know yourself rightly, you do not know the world around you rightly, would you even admit it, and you certainly don't know God rightly. So you are the quintessential definition of what it means to be lost. You don't know who you are, where you are, and you don't know who God is. You're in trouble, Jordan. You need Jesus. Jesus can redeem your mind, redeem your thinking, redeem your philosophy, so that you have a consistent worldview, a consistent morality, ethics, meaning, morals, beauty, everything.
I understand how that could be, like, enticing, you know, to have that kind of idea that you understand everything, but I just really don't believe that you are 100% accurate in all your claims.
Well, here's the thing, Jordan. The good thing is that Christianity does not stand and fall on my claims. Christianity does not stand and fall on me. It stands and falls on Jesus Christ. And the only access you have to Jesus Christ is His Word. And so by reading the Bible, you can come to know God for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Just read the Bible, man. It's the Word of God. You know, bro, for 11 years, man, I've been coming to this campus defending the Bible. I have not heard a single reason why I can't trust the Bible. Not one reason. I've heard from skeptics.
You don't know who wrote it?
What's that?
You don't know who wrote it?
Of course I know who wrote it.
You claim to know who wrote it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, you know.
Yeah.
These are authors of Scripture, you know, that are well attested to in the Bible. I don't accept the argument that I don't know who wrote it, because that assumes the Bible is not a reliable document. I don't accept that premise. What I'm saying is, when you look at the Bible's historicity, or you look at the Bible, watch your step here, we don't want any accidents on a day like this. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I look at the transmission of the Bible, it's incredibly reliable. Most students really don't want to have this conversation, but it's the argument they've kind of got from Google and skeptics, you know, and things like that. They don't really want to have an actual robust conversation about the
Bible. I just
Bible.
Want Dr. Davis's research to be published.
I just want Dr. Davis to be fired.
And that's what I understand.
For promoting pedophilic
that's the difference
ideas.
We're talking about here. Not, I wasn't really trying to.
Well, you know,
I'm on a whole ideological battle.
Yes, but this gets to the essence of a worldview. Like, what we're talking about has everything to do with morality, whether you like it or not.
Right.
What do you think the news and everybody's covering? Please don't hurt yourself. You fell earlier. Be careful, Jordan, okay? Repent and trust in the Lord.
I don't know. We'll see.